A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. You, O man, are without excuse, every one of you who pass judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose, then, that you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation of the judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Yes, affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil, Jew first and then Greek, but there will be glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first Jew and then Greek. There is no partiality with God. The word of the Lord. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. Only in God is my soul at rest. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. Only in God be at rest my soul, for from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. And according to his works. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and rue and on every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear such great readings this morning, huh? Where God insults all of us, is what as simply as it is. And again, this Jesus we make into a la 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 person is far from that. He insulted people. They were not happy. And then when someone says, "You insulted me too," he goes, "Yep," and then he insults them too, more clearly. And then Paul is just yelling at the people of Romans, and he's saying, you know, you who pass judgment on others, you do the very same thing, and so you will receive the wrath of God. Now, everyone here, even though it's amazing how many times when I ask people if they come to confession, "Have you been judgmental?" And people actually say, "Oh, no, Father." Oh, shut up. Of course you've been judgmental. I'm being judgmental right now of you. Don't you get it? This is something we all do. And so what it should cause us is this humility and repentance. Lord, everything I want to judge everybody else for, in my lifetime I've done too. And I'm sorry. And you got to change my heart and change their hearts. And so when you and I do that, we are not Pharisees. We are people that are seeking to do the will of God. The Pharisees and the scribes like to point out what everybody else did, but wouldn't do anything to help them. We need to focus on ourselves when it comes to our sinfulness and help others. And when we help others, we help ourselves. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us profess our... Now, anyway. Let us give to God these our needs.